This is going to be an era of deglobalization. As I said, the reimposition of capital controls will really mark the end of globalization. Trade does really badly in times of economic contraction. In the 1930s, trade fell by 66% in 2 years, and we're far more dependent on trade than they were back then. What you get is protectionism and trade wars. The homogenizing effect of trade is lost. Right now, it doesn't much matter what you have and don't have where you are, because whatever you don't have, you buy from somewhere else that makes it. But trade depends on access to letters of credit, or goods won't move. And you don't have that letters of credit in a period of credit crunch. So very little is going to move. Our local reality is going to become our total reality at some point. We have to learn how to live within that local reality. And most of us don't even remember what our local reality even is. So it's going to be a very steep learning curve. Another thing that happens in periods of economic contraction is the trust horizon contracts. Trust takes a long time to build up, very little time to destroy. So it built up during our era of expansion when we expanded trust ever outwards. We were able to say, yes, we can do business with these people over the other side of the world. They're not so different from us. We can trust in the systems that we've built to control trade with them. So we did that. We scaled up trust and we reached out all over the world and built relationships of trust in our governance structures. But when the economy is contracting, that trust will be withdrawn. The trust that makes those levels of governance effective will disappear, leaving national and international institutions as stranded assets from a trust perspective. When you lose trust, you lose political legitimacy. You cease to become an effective form of governance because trust determines effective organizational scale. And as the trust horizon contracts, the effective organizational scale is going to get a whole lot smaller. You can already see, if you look at the places where protests are spreading, the loss of political legitimacy in national governments. In places like Spain, where you get 1 million people on the streets of Madrid because the government is up to its eyeballs in corruption, even the royal family is implicated. So people don't regard their government as legitimate because they no longer regard it as acting in the public interest because it's so clearly not doing so. So that ceases to become an effective level of governance. We might actually find that municipal government ends up, or local government, ends up being the only level that still works because it might be the only level that lies within the trust horizon. So we must decentralize and relocalize. We need to work at the scale at which we can be effective. There's not a whole lot of point in focusing all your effort on a scale that's not going to be effective anyway. There tends to be a focus on, well, if only we got the right people in power at the national level, suddenly it would make a big difference. It's very unlikely to make any difference at all, because it's the system that controls the way these things happen, the kind of policies that are introduced and the way they're implemented. And that system has its own momentum. It's essentially unreformable. So we need to work at a level where we still have the ability to be effective.